having amazing sex with a feedie. Now, this podcast is about sex, and since feeding is very intimately connected with sex, this is kind of like very similar. And so in my case, I can talk a little bit about my experiences. I've realized that the best sex that I've ever had in my life was with feedies. And I actually realized that this is like the best sex and kind of like the only sex that I really want to have. And it's kind of really hard for me to enjoy sex without this. And it's kind of hard to have sex with an ordinary person and not be able to tell them all these things, you know, about growing and getting fatter. And it's kind of like, I think my sexuality is defined through it. And I think as a female feedie, a woman will also have her sexuality defined through it. So talking about that, I've met quite a few feedies. The women that actually said that they thought that they were prudes, or that they basically didn't have a strong sex drive before. And then when they got into feeding and gaining, and they also realized that they had gained before and that they had fed themselves, and that now a man feeding them makes them really, really horny, and that the sex is like fantastically amazing, that they have like rediscovered their sexuality. And I think that can be, you know, if you are if you have not discovered this, you might actually think that maybe your sex drive is very low. And if you're reading stories, you know, on the website and articles, or even this podcast makes you wet, this is a good indication, you know, that this is actually part of your sexuality. And there is the possibility of incredible, wonderful sex with a man. So let's start. So to start with, eating and being fed and being watched eating, you know, and overeating for a female feedie is really, really hot. Now, all these things that I'm saying, they also apply to some degree to male feedies, so I don't want to exclude them, but I'm just talking about the female feedies here. So if you are a feeder, let's say a male feeder, and you're taking your feedie out to eat, this could be a very erotic adventure. Now, make sure when you plan the whole thing that you do realize that since this is intimately connected with sex, you might want to get to know her a little bit, or that she gets to know you, because she might, it might be kind of innocuous or harmless to take a woman out to eat, but if you take a feedie out to eat, it's kind of like a bigger meaning, you know, because you're a feeder, and she knows you're a feeder, and there's sexual tension and sexual desire involved. And a woman might not feel comfortable getting horny and wanting to have sexual intercourse with you right away, so she might want to get to know you a little better. So it might be like a coffee or whatever is better to start with. Sometimes funny, like when you chat a lot, you know, and you both get really horny, and then you meet the first time, it's sometimes a little strange, or let's say often strange, that you think you know each other already very much, but in fact you don't, because you haven't met in person yet. So you have just chatted, and you just have to have a normal conversation before, you know, and just talk a little bit and see who you are, you know, and see if the chemistry clicks. I mean, you know, just that you fit together with the feeding not necessarily means that you'll fit together chemically, you know. I think two people always have to meet and then see what the chemistry says. You'll have a gut feeling, and she's gonna have a gut feeling, and you'll know if this fits, you know. But anyway, let's say you go, you plan the thing, and you go out eating. Now, remember that the first time that you go out eating, there might be a lot of pressure on the feedie to eat a lot. You know that she wants to gain, she wants to be fattened up, and you want it too. And there might be some pressure on her. She's on the spot, she has to perform in a way, you know, and she might feel that. And so make sure that maybe for the very first time when you go out eating, you're taking it easy and you allow for her not eating that much. You know, because I've had that constantly in my experience. If you go out eating the first time, that she might actually not feel that hungry, or she's just gonna feel, gee, she has to kind of like show something. And you know, eating and the stomach are, they're very gentle organs, very gentle things, and you can't just force that stuff. But anyway, let's say you're eating there already, and she's eating, and you're at the all you can eat. So it's kind of exciting because she'll be able to eat as much as she can. And she's probably already overeaten, you know. She's been probably feeding herself already, you know. So it's just a matter of showing this part to you as a feeder. And it can be very exciting, you know, if you have that kind of trust to show that you are, that you want to gain, and that you're there purposefully to be fattened up and to gain weight and get fatter, you know. And so it can be very hot for a woman to have a man watch her eat and know that this guy is actually truly into this. And you can all play all kinds of hot games, for example, by the feeder telling her, whispering stuff in her ear. And depending on, you know, how you grew up as a feedie, some of these things might feel hurtful or insulting. And depending on how comfortable you are, on the other hand, of being fed, they can be very arousing, you know. So, for example, I've had a feedie, did she really like to be called a fat pig, or to be called a porker, or to, you know, that she needs to be fattened up, and, you know, very audibly said all these things to her. And the thing is, she's never been that big when she was a kid, so she can never tease. So these words don't have any bad meaning for her. And for her, it's like she knows she's pretty fat already, and she feels like a fat pig. She feels like a porker. And being told that, and then being fattened up, is very hot. And you want to first find out if the feedie likes that, if that's something she likes, if it's something that's hot for her. And remember that, you know, some people got teased, and fat pig might have a bad connotation, you know. It might have like a hurtful, disrespectful thing. I mean, if you're really comfortable with being fat, you know, being called out how incredibly fat you are with such a powerful word, I mean, can be really straightforward and direct and very hot. Anyway, so you're feeding her, and it can be a fun game that you actually, as a feeder, and her as a feedie, you have this little secret. So you know you went there especially to fatten her up. She's actually there to gain, to be fattened up. And it might be that she's actually eaten a lot that day, but now you're just going to that all you can eat, and now the purpose is actually, this is not because she's hungry, this is to fatten her up. All this stuff that she's gonna eat is gonna make her fatter, you know. And this little secret can be really exciting, you know, if the other people knew that you're actually there, you know, as a woman to be fattened up, that this guy is actually feeding you and making you fatter and pushing you to eat. And it can be hot if the guy sometimes whispers something in her ear, you know, when she walks past or gets her some food and tells her, come on, piggy, come on, eat. You know you have to fatten up. Come on, eat a little more. You know there's still room. You know, come on, Porky. Come on, let's do it. Eat a little more, fatty. You know, stuff like that can be very hot, you know, this kind of secret. And then question mark, do the other people notice, you know? I mean, there's this really fat woman and she's eating and she's overeating, you know? It's kind of like, can be very hot, voyeuristic. Now, as a guy, as a feeder, from my own experience, I can tell you that the feedy, the woman is going to get wet from this. She is, okay? And if you have the if you're at home, you know, and you're feeding her in private, you can actually check out and see if she's really horny. So you can just like start kissing her and caressing her belly and grabbing her belly fat, you know, and just kind of like touching her everywhere, kissing her in between bites. There's also a hot technique, for example, if you're giving her fattener, that you can take it in your mouth first. For example, if you use heavy cream or other fattener that you have mixed together, and you can kiss her, and every kiss is going to be fattening for her. Every kiss is going to make her balloon up a little more, and she has then to swallow. So during the kiss, you kind of shove the stuff that you took in your mouth, you push it inside her mouth, and she has to swallow. And that is a very hot, erotic, romantic feeding way. Then, of course, you could also use a funnel, you know. If you use a funnel, make sure she can see it, you know. Put a mirror in front of her so she can see how that looks. That's going to also make her very horny. And so while she's eating and you're touching her everywhere, she'll be already glowing hot. I can promise you that. So what you can do is you can slide your hand down to her pussy and check out and see how wet she is, and massage her there a little bit, and you'll see that this is very pleasurable. And you can also try to see what happens if you feed her at the same time as you massage her pussy. And this is like a fantasy that many feedies have. And it'll be also exciting for you to see how wet she's getting. This is also, by the way, a really good proof to see if she's a real feedie, because a real feedie is gonna get wet from this. The whole eating, the whole stuffing, you know, is gonna make her horny. It's gonna make her really, really horny. Yeah, and there's all kinds of fun games that you can also play. So, for example, you could go down on her, like when she's sitting at the table, you go between her legs and start kissing her inner thighs and just tell her that she has to eat, you know, or maybe drink fattener, and you tell her that when she stops drinking that you'll stop, you know, and then you go closer and closer, you kiss her inner thighs, and you know, anticipation is something very, very exciting for women, and they often don't get it that much, you know, and for a woman, it's very exciting to know that she's going to get something, that she's going to be pleasured or penetrated or something, but she doesn't know when. You know, she just knows that it's going to happen, and she's just yearning for it, and you let her wait for it, you know. So kiss her in her thighs, you know, and then just go on her pussy, kiss her on her pussy, you know, and look at her pussy and just see how beautiful that is, you know, how beautiful she's shaped. And then she just starts kissing her, and then start licking the clitoris. And just play around a little bit, and you'll hear what she likes. You know, you can actually listen to her body language. And you know, when she tenses, it could be that she's too tense or something, or that she's tensing up, which is a bad thing. But sometimes you will also know, you can also ask her if this is pleasurable, and then you'll notice that when she tenses, that you actually touched something or made something that made her horny, you know. And then you'll know that, and you can follow what the body language, you know. So use your hands and just pleasure her, you know. And it might be that she comes already, but don't make it the goal, you know. It doesn't have to be necessarily that she has to come. You can just play with that. And a good measure or a good goal is basically to just plan a few hours and just keep going and see how horny you can get her, you know, and then the rest is gonna happen automatically. And just make sure that you hold her belly, that you grab her belly, that you let it jiggle, you know, and that you massage it and you kiss it and you tell her how beautiful round it is, you know. When you feed, the focus is always on the belly of the feedie, you know. So, and she wants it to grow, you want it to grow, you know, and it's very hot to eat a lot of fattening stuff, you know, to feel the pressure inside. So a lot of feedies are also stuffers, so they feel, they love to feel stuff, they love to feel this feeling of being pumped up, of having really a lot of pressure in your belly and feeling like you're gonna pop or something. And this can be very erotic because it pushes on some sexual organs, you know. Anyway, so when you're there, you're gonna notice that she's gonna start glowing and she's gonna start really getting desperate and horny, you know. And yeah, just keep that up, you know. You could now go and basically enter her, penetrate her, but don't do it yet, you know. Just let her burn a little bit, build up the anticipation, because often, you know, in sex, the man enters too early with his cock in the vagina, and he's done too early. So if you're, as a man, you're very, very nervous now, you're aroused or whatever, slow down, take it easy, you know, and realize that it's not time yet. Just take it easy. If you want, you can also show her your cock, you know, how hard it is, and she'll love to see that you're getting aroused at seeing her eat, you know, and seeing how fat she is already and wanting to fatten her up more. So this is a really exciting thing. And a feedie will also, you know, eat and gain knowing that you, it's arousing for you. I mean, it works both ways, you know. It's really it goes back and forth. It's very exciting, and there's always more pleasure. And well, if she comes already, you know, she'll probably come again. And otherwise, you know, you can just keep going. And at this point, you can go ahead and touch the whole body. And let's say you would be outside in a restaurant. At this point, the anticipation level has risen to a very, very high pitch. When you're taking her home, she's very, very horny and she wants to be fucked at this point, you know. So it's an advantage of being in your home or in her home eating, because then you can already, you know, you can mix the feeding with the foreplay, you know. When feeding actually is foreplay, you know, it's gonna make her really, really wet. Now imagine 2 hours of foreplay when you eat, when you just stuff her and feed her, you know. And that's incredible, you know. I've had feedies, they were so burning hot, they were dripping, you know, like their panties were all soaked. And I remember I entered and they just came. It's kind of rare, it doesn't happen all the time, and the woman has to know you a little bit, you know. She might, a lot of women might not feel like this with a stranger, but if you have had sex before, you know, this can likely happen, you know. And you just scream and she's kind of come when you push inside, because she's so glowing hot, the anticipation and everything is just like she can't bear it. Anyway, so let's say you are ready to penetrate her. So before you penetrate her, make sure, and I recommend that always. For me, it has been a wonderful, wonderful thing. I've been very successful with this, making a woman extremely horny, which if it wasn't horny already, is by watching the body. So strip her naked and then go and look at her body and look at all the details that she has, and you will see that no matter how she's shaped, if she's short or tall, if she has very large breasts or very large belly or large hips, you know, or any mix of the ones, if she has firmer skin or softer skin, you know, if she has cellulite, cellulitis. How do you say that? I don't know. Getting confused with the German term here. If she has stretch marks, oh my God, love stretch marks. You know, many women think, you know, they have like this thing. Oh, gee, stretch marks, that's really bad. Wow, sagging skin, hanging skin, or hanging breasts, or hanging belly. That's all very bad. No, it isn't. It is for a feeder, for somebody that loves fat, you know, for a natural man. This is like heaven. It is wonderful, you know. For example, me, I especially, you know, when I see a woman that her breasts hang, and I kind of see the telltale signs of soft skin. She has very, very soft skin. Then the breasts, if they're large, are just going to hang a lot. And it is absolutely amazing. It's just wonderful, you know. And yeah, they're not that firm, but they don't have to be firm. They're like, and the way they move, you know, they just jiggle around and they move. And when you open the bra, they just come tumbling out. Oh my God, this is so beautiful, you know. And for me, you know, I just love really, really large breasts. And as a matter of fact, a lot of feeties, obviously, they grow extremely big breasts when they gain. They might have big breasts already, but then they just keep gaining and growing. And it's so wonderful. It's like, I'm like a surgeon. I'm doing breast improvement by feeding. Anyway, so you're there. Make sure you realize this woman is a goddess, you know, in front of you. Now, if you ever done Tantra or you want to do Tantra, Tantra is the art, the Indian art of sex. And it really is an art of sex. So you learn how to pleasure a woman learns how to pleasure a man. But there's a big art in actually a man knowing what a woman is. Because we men, we can be simple. You know, women are a little more complex. And so it pays to get to know a woman, you know, a woman's body, and take time and see her as a goddess. And then just, you know, worship her. And realize as a man, you are gifted with a goddess here. So what I use, what I sometimes do is, a woman, you know, I dress her naked and she's standing, and I just kneel down, and I look at her belly, and I look up, and then I just kiss it, you know, and just tell her, you're beautiful, I love the way you're shaped, I love that you're gaining, you know, and then just touch her everywhere, and kiss her everywhere, you know, and kiss her breasts, you know, kiss her neck, kiss her ears, kiss her back, you know, kiss the inner thighs, tease her a little bit that way, you know, and just see how everything's shaped, you know, look at her vagina, look at her vagina lips, and you'll see every woman is a piece of art, you know, we all are, and women are just so beautiful, you know, I have a gift, you know, I love women, I just die for women, you know, I just love the female body, breasts, butt, belly, face, eyes, hair, I love everything. I haven't met an ugly woman in my life, you know, and there's just an endless amount of combinations the way a body can be, you know, it can be so shaped in so many fantastic ways, and I mean, I definitely haven't seen a woman that when she gained, she looked worse than when she was thinner. No, actually, she got sexier. And that's the kind of the driving factor as a feeder, you know. You want to feed a woman because she becomes sexually more attractive, you know, the fatter she gets. And she also feels that, you know. So she's going to get hornier and hornier, and she's going to love her belly, you know. And there's a lot of playing with the belly. I mean, you jiggle the belly. That's kind of a thing that a man does, to jiggle the woman's belly. And for me, especially, you know, when I see a really, really fat woman and I see her walking and I see her jiggling, you know, waddling and jiggling, and the fat moves forward and backward like an ocean of fat. For me, it's a tease, because I know when I actually, you know, get in bed with her and got to pleasure her as my goddess, you know, and I'm inside her and I'm riding her and I'm hearing her moan, and her moans fill the room, and I'm just giving her pleasure, and then her belly and her breasts are gonna sway around and jiggle back and forth with every thrust I do. And that's just amazing. That's just incredible sexy, you know. And so it's kind of an advertisement, you know. It's kind of like telling you, hey, this could be you doing this, you know. You could make her jiggle like that, you know. And big breasts also, when she's on her back, you know, and the breasts jiggle forward and backward, oh my god, this is so incredible. Like really large breasts, you know, when they get soft and hanging, they have all different looks, you know. When you're in the back, they look different, you know. When you're front, when the way they hang down, if you're on all fours, they, you know, it is so incredibly beautiful. Okay, so you're actually ready to enter her, and she knows it, and you want it too. So you could just go and take your dick and ram it in there, bang, just like that. And well, obviously, you know, make sure you're using a condom. No need to be foolish or, you know, taking a risk or whatever. And you might want to discuss that before and make sure she's protected and that she doesn't have any sexual transmitted diseases and you neither. But, you know, you, in order to shortcut all that stuff, just take a condom and you'll find, you know. And yeah, that's gonna take away a lot of problems, you know. And no need to lose your head. Now, anyway, so you could just like go inside her really fast, you know. And you might want to do that. You will know if you should or not. Depending if she's really panting and asking for you. I've had many women say, come on, fuck me, come on, fuck me, you know, when they were like really burning up, you know, and they really needed it. And but you might play a little more, you know. So what I sometimes do is I just basically get ready to enter, you know, and then I just push my penis a little bit inside so that the head of the penis is just opening the vaginal lips. And then I just wait. And then she's not going to know when I'm going to push inside. So fun game in fucking, you know. And it's really good to talk about that because, you know, I don't think there's that much literature on the fucking act itself. How it works, you know, is that you as a man, you can control her pleasure. You're riding her and you are dominating her. You're doing something that you both enjoy a lot. You're fucking her. And your task is to basically do things that are unexpected. So, but also that she enjoys, you know. So if you have a certain rhythm, you know, you can vary the rhythm. Can go slower or faster. Or you can even like, if he likes that, slam hard inside. Can be a time when she's really wet and horny and lubricated that you want to just slam, you know, all the way in and make sure that she doesn't expect it, you know. I mean, obviously when you do it the first time you have to try out to see if she likes that and make sure you're doing it a little more careful. But afterwards, when she's comfortable with it and she likes this kind of stuff, a little more rough, and not all women do, you can find out, and you surely will find out easily, you know, if she likes that kind of thing. And then just kind of slam, but do the rhythm in a way that she knows it's coming, and then just stop and wait. And she knows it's gonna come, and then just keep going and do all kinds of rhythms. Do like a trust, 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 stop. Trust, trust, stop. You know. And well, anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. So basically, as I said, your head is like in between her vaginal lips, and then just push inside. And the very first time, I recommend don't do it too fast. Just do it slowly, you know, and make sure her vagina is ready for it. Well, at this point, you know, with all the foreplay and everything, she's gonna be dripping wet, and it's gonna be like she's gonna be screaming for you to fuck her, you know. And Yeah, then just start and then make sure you're also knowing your own state. You know, that you are aware. Are you nervous? You put a lot of tension on yourself. I sometimes, you know, I put tension on myself. I don't know, but I think a lot of men do. They just kind of like think it's a performance thing. It's not a performance thing. It's more about the way you're doing it than the speed. It's not a speed fucking thing. It's not sports, you know. Although very fast can be very hot for a woman, you know, it's more about knowing when to do what. And sometimes when you start as a man, and you will know if you're a little nervous, take it slow. Because you might be very, very, very horny, you know, at this point also, with all the foreplay. So just take it slow and take it slow. And if you know you're gonna come, just slow down and do it really, really, really slow. And just tell her and say, hey, I need to take a break. Or just stay inside her, you know. And that you don't have a goal anymore, you know. You don't want to have an orgasm. You just want to fuck, you know, and just focus on her pleasure, you know. It's not the point to bring her to an orgasm, you know, because just that can be a lot of pressure on her, and she'll feel that. She'll be on the spot, you know. Just have fun, just fuck, you know. Just do the oldest game that women and men have ever played, and it's a wonderful thing. If you do it right, the world will vanish around you, and it'll just be you too, you know, and it'll be so much fun, and you'll be a man, she'll be a woman. Well, she's gonna be a woman that's growing, a woman with a lot of fat and a jiggle, you know, and you can tell her that. So the dirty talk that you did before, you know, when you were feeding her, you can do that now too. It'll work even better. Just make sure that you know which terms are allowed, which terms are okay, and likely she's gonna like it even more when she's really horny, you know. And that's really, like, for feeders and feedies, it's kind of like a dirty talk that works really well. I mean, it's like a thing that, for example, I miss if I'm having sex with somebody that isn't a feedie, then I can't do that, really. And that's hard for me, because I actually want to tell somebody, I want you to fatten up for me, I want you to grow, I want you to become a huge fat pig, and I just want you to grow and grow and grow, you know. And then you can also put some fantasies in there. You can say, for example, I want you to become immobile or whatever, you know. It doesn't have to be all real. And because it's just, you know, it's just sex and fantasies and all that stuff. Anyway, and then find your rhythm, you know, and try different rhythms. And if you read her body language, you'll notice which rhythm she likes most. What I can also recommend is changing positions, like doing her doggy style. A lot of women like doggy style because they can just, especially if they're really horny, they'll show you their ass and basically say, just fuck me, just take me, you know, take me, this word. And from behind, it's just kind of like it feels different when the penis goes inside, you know. And what I recommend is also touch her clitoris, you know, and rub that while you fuck her, because some women, they are very clitorial. And I have, in my experience and practice, I have like met more women that were clitorally arousable and had orgasms through clitoral stimulation than just vaginal, you know. So I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that men do. They think it's all vagina, you know, and they fuck whatever, and then of course they come too early because they, you know, don't slow down. You have to relax, you know, and just take it easy, and remember, it's not a contest, you know. It's you don't have to show her anything, you know. If you want to show her how great you are in bed, that's already pressure. That's pressure on you, that's pressure on her. That's not going to work. That's not going to be good, you know. And as I said, it's not sports fucking. Anyway, so then, you know, just massage her clitoris at the same time as you fuck her, you know, and just try different rhythms. Try fast fucking, you know, sometimes I love to do really fast fucking, and I can feel the woman is just kind of gasping, and it's really driving her nuts. But then I realize, I said, gee, okay, I'm if I go on like this, I have to watch, I'm gonna come, you know. So I slow down, and it's sometimes, you know, it feels to me like in the beginning you have to be a little slower. In the beginning you have to be careful not to overdo it. So sometimes it feels to me like, as a man, you first have to get the river flowing, the river of sexual energy. You have to open it up, and you have to make sure it doesn't gush with a gigantic force out, you know, because if it does, it's likely gonna make you come. So imagine like having a huge river, and you just gotta open up the whole river, but you don't wanna just open the gates, you know. So just open them slowly and let a little bit of water out, and then in the end the whole river starts to flow, and that's your sexual energy. And then you can also fuck faster, and which you couldn't do in the beginning. I was sometimes amazed how fast I can fuck, which I, in other times, I would have come in like 5 seconds, you know. And the thing is, I mean, if you come early, that's not that much of a problem either. It's good to notice that. And likely it's because you're nervous, you're tense, you know, or you feel you need to perform, you know. And that's a typical thing for a man. It's just important to notice, you know, and to realize you have to slow down, to calm down, maybe take a little bit of tranquilizer, you know, or if you're too full, if your penis and your balls are too full, maybe come before, you know, have an orgasm before by yourself, then your gun is less loaded, you know, so to speak. And then, just to feel how that feels, you know, and take it slow in the beginning. And it's funny, actually, when you think about it, you know, in the extreme, for example, if a man is nervous, he's gonna come in 5 seconds, okay? If a woman's nervous, she's never gonna come. I've actually seen that. It's very interesting. So woman, no matter what she does, she can't come, you know, and she actually wants to come, but she can't. So in a way, the extremes are that the man is way too fast and a woman is way too slow. So in the end, the ideal is that you meet in the middle, you know, that you find a compromise in the middle that works for both of you. And that's kind of the task, you know. So there's not a right or a wrong, it's just different, you know. And it's important to realize that as a man, you maybe have to step a little bit on the brake, you know, to when you're horny, when you're undressing her, when you're feeding her, that you learn and realize that you're not gonna fuck her right away, so that your penis doesn't have to be on, you know, that it might take an hour till you are going to penetrate her, and just take it easy and relax, you know, and enjoy the ride, you know, and don't get into a rush, you know, because it's not gonna be a runaway, you know, it's just gonna get better, actually. If you're doing that right, you do it slow, there's actually no way that she could ever say no, you know, because she'll be so horny, she'll love and want it, you know. I think a thing that turns women off, or basically doesn't turn them on, is lack of attention. As a woman, you know, women are our jewels, you know, they are, every species in the animal kingdom has one more beautiful gender, you know. And for example, with the peacock, for example, you know, we get an example of a man. The man is the most beautiful species. Now with ours, it is the woman. The woman has breasts, beautiful nipples, you know, incredible, wonderful, soft, large breasts that hang, that jiggle, that look so luscious and hot. A wide hips that just want to make you take her butt, you know, and shove your dick inside, you know. And that's actually a very hot thing that a woman will also like, if you grab her hips, you know, and just push, you know, like that when you're taking her doggy style. So all these things are there to be worshipped, you know. And a woman wants to be beautiful. She wants to feel beautiful. And she wants you to see that beauty because it's there, you know. It really is there. And I haven't seen a woman that isn't aroused by that, you know, that doesn't love this. And it's not done enough, really, you know. It's not, it's very, very important. And as I said, it might be really useful to take a Tantra course. You learn all that there, you know. I learned so much through Tantra. It's a wonderful philosophy, you know. There you learn that the big, big benefit is if the man learns about the woman, you know, more than the woman learns about the man, firsthand. That improves sex amazingly, you know, so that you'll learn how to stimulate a woman and how to really make her horny, you know, and how to worship the goddess, you know. And one thing, as I said, is look at her, you know, look at each part of her body and look what kind of goddess you have there in your bed. And you're there and you are blessed with being able to give this goddess pleasure, you know, and celebrate love and unity. And I believe, you know, with really good sex you heal the world a little bit. You take away a little bit of the suffering and the pain that pervades this globe so much, you know, all the bad stuff that happens. Now you are two human beings, you're united in love and sex, and you're fixing the world, you're making the world a little bit of a better place, you're giving a little bit of pleasure. And then afterwards, when you part again, you know, you're gonna feel better, and you're gonna be more woman is gonna be more woman, man is gonna be more man. Because, you know, when you have sex, when you fuck, you exchange the male and the female, and in a way you're separated, you know, male and female, they're both not complete. You can only be complete if you are immersed inside each other, like yin and yang, you know. So there can actually be, when you really fuck really, really long, like an hour, two, three, you know, where at which point you arrive where you don't want to come anymore, where the goal isn't coming, where you can even stop and then later pick it up again after a few hours, you can actually become one. And it can be like a wonderful thing, you know, where you actually feel the barriers go down, where the fucking becomes like a meditation, you know. And where it becomes automatic. I always find that very interesting, you know. I mean, very intelligent, and I can think about all this stuff, you know. And I do when I have sex. It's really interesting. And but then I noticed that I'm an animal and that I'm fucking and that it's happening automatically. And then I just try to stop, you know, just for fun, because I think it's me doing it. It's my willpower. But then I realize that my loins are just pushing, you know, they're automatically fucking, and it's automatically done, and it's the maleness in me that just does this, you know. And then the back and forth of the fucking strokes, they basically also, I think, they generate energy, you know. So you're exchanging yin and yang energy, so the man gets female energy and the woman gets male energy, and it's very healthy. And I believe that this is like prolonging your life, making you happier, you know, taking away some of your pains, some of your woes, you know. It's a really wonderful thing. And yeah, that's pretty much that. And then, of course, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that is special to feeding. One of them is obviously fat pregnancy, so that when you have sex with her, that she knows that she's at this moment when you fuck her, you know, that all this foreplay is there to make her fat, and now she has all this food and fat in her belly, and it's gonna make her balloon up. And that somehow each time she has sex, it makes her a little fatter, you know, and that it's like a celebration of her being pregnant with food, pregnant with fat, and that her belly will grow from this, you know, and that her belly will be your both amazing surprise when she puts on weight, you know. and you're feeding her, she's growing for you, you know, that's a can be a very endearing feeling. But on the other side, it's also, you know, it works both ways. So of course she also wants to be fed, and yeah, she likely dreams about becoming a really, really massively fed woman. If that's gonna happen or not is another question, but you can always dream about it, you know, and that's a very hot thought, you know, to imagine that she's gonna transform and her breasts are gonna become absolutely gigantic, huge udders, you know. Anyway, so hope you enjoyed this one. Give me some feedback, I'm curious. And I would be open to hear, you know, if you're a couple or whatever, if you're a feeder feedy couple, you know, and you're tried out some of these things or you have your own experiences, I would love to hear from you. I'm very open-minded that way, you know, and I'm just curious. I mean, I've not heard from that many couples how they have sex and how they do the feeding and what turns them on most. But for me, it's very exciting to hear and also learn a lot about it, you know, and I think we can all learn from this by discussing this, you know, and it's also hot. Okay.